Duke it down with you live in studio for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Now joining us live over the phone today is Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney, heading into postseason track and field. Coach, good morning. How are you? Sorry, Coach. I had the wrong slider pushed up. Let me do that again. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yes. Thanks. There we go.
Well, we're glad to have you on, Ty. Thank you for giving us a few minutes as you head out to the 4A West Regionals in Evanston and the coaches meeting and all that good stuff. Kind of give us a rundown of where you feel like your tracksters are at this juncture. You've only got, 8 days left in your season?
Yeah, it seems like it's always a little bit surprising to see the light at the end of the tunnel all of a sudden, right? As we kind of mucking through the weather and all the crazy stuff that this the track season brings, but yeah, excited where we are. Kids are seem to be performing well, and we're relatively healthy, and so now's when we go cash all the checks for all that hard work.
Tell us about the region format. Maybe remind our listeners who aren't as familiar with track and field. What is the goal at regionals? What do you have to do to qualify to be competing again next weekend at state?
Well, there's several routes you can qualify for state. We do have pre-qualifying marks so that state certified meets, you can, if you hit that mark, you're automatically in. And so that means different things for different folks. You know, we got quite a few people actually this year, but we've always felt like, it's not that it's easy, but we usually typically qualify more through the state meet, which is you've got to be top eight as in an individual event or top four in a relay. So it's a numbers game trying to get people through. Again, we kind of whittled it down, the team from, we had about 130 some odd kids, and we're taking I think 59 kids this weekend to see who we can get through. Some of them have four events, some just have one event, just trying to maximize our odds and our points there. And then again, we'll have some of those that have pre-qualified that will go ahead and compete this weekend in their events. Others, like our two milers that have qualified in a few things, we'll pass them through so that hopefully their legs are a little more fresh and cast for next weekend.
And that's kind of where I wanted to head next, kind of your tip of the sword type guys and gals that are expected to score points for you next week that have already pre-qualified. We've talked to a lot of them here on the show before. You got a couple of D1 guys, Jace Burton and Hobby Wetzel, your distance crew, but along with guys like Colton Cranny, Brigham Hahn, your distance runners, they're expected to score a bunch of points for your guys. But that 4x1 relay team has broke that record several times in the last year. Kind of talk about maybe some other guys and gals that you feel like have a chance to maybe get on the podium next, not only this week, but next week.
Yeah, we're super grateful. You know, we have a giant senior class this year, and we're super grateful for them, because there's always a million distractions during the spring anyway, but especially your senior year, and they've got one foot out the door because they're headed to college or to missions, and there's all these things going on. So we're super, super grateful that they'll spend a few more times, a bit more time with us. And that 4x1, Peyton Morgan's been running really well in the hurdles. Our throwers, Jonah Manu and Leia Matotia, been chucking it. Abby Carrillo Sorate has broken her own record several times now in the shot put, indoors and out. And so, it's kind of a time when we can focus on helping those kids and hopefully they can shine. And it's always fun, right? Give yourself a chance and see where you stack up amongst the best in the state.
It really is amazing the depth that you have in your program. And we talk about this all the time. High school sports is so much of a numbers game. And you went on just a moment ago, you were telling us about having to whittle down your team with all the participation you had at the beginning of the year. And I don't know that a lot of schools have that problem, Coach. So maybe speak to that, the participation from the students to be on the program, the depth that it builds when you get into the postseason.
Well, yeah, it is, you know, it's tough sometimes to sell track. We got a lot of kids that are in their second or sometimes third sport of the year, and when we're scoring points, you know, a typical meet like a state will top eight score, and the first place gets 10 points. It goes 10-8-6-5-4-3-2-1, and you know, sometimes depth can be daunting because you may not even be the best on your own team, but all those points matter. You know, any time we can stack up to 6th, 7th, 8th points, so those still count for you, not against you. And so, you know, selling people on that idea of coming in and contributing and being as balanced as we can be across the events and then it's Sheridan's super good. They're super deep in some of the events that we're not, but yeah, we hope to at least give them a scare anyway. And so the pressure's always on them to defend their title, and we'll get after it, and that's what we've kind of focused on this week with our kids, is controlling what you can control. And we've been really pleased with how we've competed. You know, a couple weeks ago we were down at BYU and big meet, thousands and thousands of athletes, some of the best from around the nation anymore. Kids from New Mexico, kids from Utah, Nevada, Idaho. And what pleased me the most is the announcer kept, there was a lot of Star Valley kids mentioned. We didn't win all those races. We won a few, but you know, but our kids were competing, and when we can just focus on taking care of ourselves and controlling what we can control and just getting out and competing, we've got some good athletes and the depth, and hopefully we can make some noise here this week and next week.
Ty, you and I have been talking for a long time now in terms about cross country and indoor and an outdoor season, and I wanted to speak to the culture of success that you've been able to build, you and your staff, and just the efforts of seeing so many kids move on and go on and compete at different levels, different schools. You've got kids every single year. Talked about Jason Hobby this year, and Katie Nichols is going to go run. And then last year, you look at like Valerie Yearock and Cammie Merritt and Ava Morgan. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Kind of talk to about building and wanting to have that type of culture and how you've been able to do that.
Well, I think it speaks a lot. And mostly our staff, first of all, that's how I survive coaching year round, is when you can lean heavily on guys like Tyrell Clove and Tyson Balls, McKay Young, Ballard Johnson. You know, I was reflecting with some other people. I don't know, I'd have to ask Ballard to get the exact number, but from my bad math calculations, I'm a Spanish teacher, but this has got to be pushing 50 years of his life that Ballard's been at the state track meet.
Yeah, it's got to
so
be.
We have a whole bunch of. I've been there over half my life. I've been in Casper in May, but leaning heavily on those guys. Their expertise. They're great with kids. They help keep me organized, keep the stoke going. And, you know, it's a little bit of a balance. I feel like sometimes we could get more out of kids at this level by doing some things a little differently or being a little bit more demanding. But, you know, kudos especially to the staff to helping kids, getting kids prepared so they can compete at that level, but not, you know, taking so much out of them so that they have a chance to improve and grow and at the next level. And, I think we've got something, I think it's 15 kids that either signed or competing between junior college through Division I. And so hopefully that's a sign that we're developing kids' love for the sport and giving them the right opportunities. You know, maybe even more importantly, we've the activities and sports, you just keep kids involved. I think during the indoor season we took 35 kids to state indoor, and those kids averaged like a 3.75. Our kids that are going to region, so 60 kids maintain a 3.6 GPA. And those numbers plummet, you know, so we don't, if kids don't find a link or it's something they can be part of in school. And so it's a whole package, and we feel like it's a really important part of helping kids be well-rounded, but also link them into, you know, and teach those lessons that or even more important, and hate to use the phrase, but you know, even bigger than the sport itself, fill their toolbox. So when they do and encounter hard things later in life, that, you know, they can say, well, I used to run the 400 or the 800, and so maybe this isn't so bad.
That's well said, Coach. I mean, the whole purpose about it, right? And speaking of harder things in life, when you get to Casper and you're running that 400 in a 50 mile per hour headwind in Casper, then it really gets there. So, Coach, we appreciate your time. Any other questions you had, Dal?
I just appreciate your access, Ty, and anything that we haven't touched on that's on your mind as far as your kids and your program as you go to wrap up another season.
Well, it'll be fun. Like I say, we'll see how many kids we can get through. There seems to be kind of two things. Like I say, we're aiming all this stuff is preparing to compete well here, and it varies a little bit kid to kid, but it's getting kids there ready to roll this next week, and so we'll bounce through and take what the weather throws at us, and I say, hopefully have a big bus full of kids that can score some points next week and make a few memories. So,
Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's the SVI Radio Network.